Good evening and welcome to Plan Lehigh Valley, the WDIY program presented along with our partners from the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission. My co-host this evening is Matt Assad, the Managing Director at the Planning Commission. Welcome, Matt.
Good evening.
Hello. So our show tonight is going to dig into perhaps the biggest issues facing Lehigh Valley today, which is housing. A monumental housing shortage in a growing region is driving up prices, creating mismatches between what's available and what people can afford. Our guest for the show is LVPC Chief Community and Regional Planner, Jill Setz, who is among the state's foremost experts on housing. Jill leads initiatives that shape and manage the region's growth, sustainability, and quality of life, combining a passion for data and information sharing to foster community partnerships that support data-driven decision-making. Jill is an expert on Pennsylvania planning, zoning, and land use, and has played a key role in projects that include developing Future LV, the regional plan, and the Lehigh Valley Equity Analysis. She's also worked with school district officials in the city of Allentown to help close the digital divide for students without internet access. Most recently, Jill has led the development of the Lehigh Valley Housing Supply and Attainability Strategy to create a business plan for increasing housing production and eliminating the housing shortage in the region. So welcome, Jill, back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I think we all know how big of an issue housing is in this area right now, so let's get right into it. Matt, why don't you set the stage for this housing discussion? How does the market look today in the Lehigh Valley?
So I think it's been pretty well documented that the Lehigh Valley has a serious housing shortage. Our analysis, Jill's analysis, shows that we're about 9,000 units short. And then you add to it the fact that we're an attractive region where people want to be, families want to be, businesses want to be. We add 4,000 people a year. So now you have this big shortage, and then you have a lot of folks coming here. And that just kind of creates an even bigger issue. As Jill and the rest of the staff sort of dig into this issue, we start to see just how much this impacts every aspect of life in the region. It's driven up prices to a point where families have to make really difficult decisions. Young people can't afford to live in the neighborhoods where they grew up in. And there's a serious mismatch between the few houses that are available and the incomes of the people who are looking to buy them. The LVPC is teaming up with the Urban Land Institute and Lehigh County to develop the Lehigh Valley Housing Supply and Attainability Strategy, which aims to identify achievable ways of increasing housing at appropriate income levels and in the locations that support the needs of everyone. We're going to talk a lot about that today.
Okay, so you mentioned more people coming into the region. So that is one explainer of a housing shortage. But how did we get here? What are some of the other factors that play into the housing shortage?
So I think you really have to go back to the housing downfall in 2008, when everything sort of went off a cliff and everything stopped. We were building, thousands and thousands of houses a year in the between the 2001 and 2008 period. And then when the Great Recession happened, they just stopped building. Investment stopped. And for probably close to a decade, there was little or no construction of housing. So when you're building 3,000 and 4,000 houses a year, and that goes down to like less than 1,000, and at the same time, you're adding 4,000 people a year, all of a sudden you're creating this deficit in the units of housing. So then they start to rebuild. They start to build again in 2013 and 2014 after 5 years of doing almost nothing. But at that point, everyone who sort of took a bath in the 2008 recession, they kind of were skittish about taking on new projects. So they didn't sort of go for it the way they did early in the 2000s. So there was a sort of slow to get back to the development, slow to get back to investment. And when you have a decade of that, all of a sudden you're 9,000 houses behind, and that's where we sit today.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. You're not going to build if the costs are too high and you can't sell the house. So if there's a shortage and there's demand, why don't developers just build more?
So developers want to build more, but there are real challenges limiting them, and several stars need to align to make it work. Zoning and infrastructure constraints like sewer and road capacity limit where housing can be added. Aside from acquiring the land, they also need to find funding sources for multi-million dollar projects. And it's not as easy as it used to be when they were building in the 2006 and 2007. I mean, money was easy to get. Then the local approval process for development plans can be really lengthy. It's not even in months, it can be years as far as the approval and then the building process goes. In some cases, there are public objections and there is a community engagement process that has to happen. Even once projects are approved, they can take years before construction starts, meaning that 9,000 units short is not going to be overcome in 1 year. It's going to be many, many years.
Now, speaking of shortages, how does the valley look as far as available space to build housing developments, for instance?
We're certainly a growing region, and historically, in the Lehigh Valley, but also in communities nationwide, you've seen trends of building outwards from developed areas like downtown cores. And what Future LV, the regional plan, really looks at is matching growth opportunities to where there's infrastructure existing to support it. We don't want to continue seeing open space be developed, farmland areas that could otherwise be preserved get converted into developments that move further and further outwards, which increases the length of roads. New roads need to be constructed and then maintained and cared for. And then you also have to extend sewer services and water services. So the most efficient thing is to see more development, what is also known as infill development, in areas with existing development, empty lots in between homes here and there, commercial areas here and there. There's more development that can still fill in the gaps in the developed areas that we have. So that's what we have been seeing and what we really encourage to see as a balance with the region's preservation goals, because we all know that what makes the Lehigh Valley such an attractive place to live is that we do have those more developed downtown commercial areas, as well as trails, mountain, rivers, streams, farmland, and open space.
Okay, so now that we've identified the problem, how are we going to get out of this? What's the strategy there?
Our first step towards figuring out how to make housing suitable for everybody's needs is to launch the Housing Supply and Attainability Strategy. So we at LVPC have partnered with the Urban Land Institute, as well as Lehigh County, to find solutions that increase housing supply and affordability across all income levels. That effort has kicked off, and we've already analyzed how much housing is needed and what shortages exist at the regional level, but also down to the municipal level. And so our next step is working with our local governments, developers, and other key industry stakeholders to identify where housing should go and what policies could support that. And this strategy is about proactive planning so that we can create a future where housing is more attainable for everyone, from young professionals to retirees.
Yeah, and one of the misconceptions is that we should be focusing only on low-income housing or affordable housing. But what we found and what Jill's analysis shows is there's really housing missing at the upper end and the lower end. And really, there needs to be houses in all income levels in order to get out of this shortage.
Jill, you mentioned two partners, Urban Land Institute and Lehigh County. Is there anybody else or any other organization joining in developing this strategy?
Oh, absolutely. There are so many industries, agencies, and organizations that affect housing supply and attainability. And so we knew that this had to be a region-wide collaboration if we wanted to achieve what we think of as essentially a housing business plan for the region. Of course, our region's local governments are involved. Our cities, townships, and boroughs control zoning and land use regulations at the local level, and that determines where and what types of housing can be built. And along with municipal officials, we also have legal, planning, engineering, and architecture professionals who guide and navigate the technical aspects of housing developments, both in the public sector and on the private sector. Developers are participating. They're on the front lines of creating that new housing supply, and they provide key insights into the process from that private sector perspective. We have financial institutions involved who provide developers with those construction loans, and they also provide residents with access to mortgages and financing programs that ultimately determine whether people can buy homes. And they help identify financial barriers and potential solutions. We have realtors who have firsthand knowledge on buyer and renter needs. They sort of bridge the gap between what the market demands and what is being built. School district officials are important to have at the table. School districts are directly impacted by housing growth due to their school enrollment numbers, but also because of the impacts of property tax revenue on their budgeting. Our region's employers and business leaders, like our health networks, colleges and universities, small businesses, and corporations, all have a vested interest in housing because housing affects workforce retention. And we also have our county, state, and federal representatives involved as policymakers at higher levels of government that can directly support local development efforts. So you can really see how large that table needs to be. Each of those industry perspectives plays an important part in unlocking a strategy to meet everybody's housing needs. That's a tremendous effort, and that's why we are so fortunate to have the Urban Land Institute as a key partner. They're bringing that national expertise in on housing policy and development best practices. And we're also so fortunate to have Lehigh County supporting us. They really saw the need and funded this effort on behalf of the entire region.
And we're about to go into a series of technical assistance panels with all of these industries where we'll sort of workshop, what are you seeing out there? What do you need? What should we be doing? What are we missing? So we're doing our best to get as great of an education as we can on this from all of the folks that are doing it right now in the middle of it.
It sounds like basically everybody's in the pool, right? So, what's been done so far other than organizing this group of people?
Sure, yeah. So, and the housing strategy is really a three-part initiative. We kicked off the first part earlier this year. And so far, we've really focused on quantifying what housing is needed at each income level in the region. So, we identified that a shortage of housing units in the lowest income levels causes 10,000 households across the region to buy up or rent up into housing that's beyond their financial means. An even greater shortage of units at our highest income levels causes over 50,000 households to buy down or rent down into housing that would otherwise be accessible to households in middle income categories. These shortages on both ends compress the housing market and ultimately drive up competition for units. So far, we've also analyzed where shortages exist. With the largest gaps in the cities and suburban areas, though all communities really do have a part to play in increasing housing supply as we look to the future. And so now we are moving into our next phase where we will work with our local governments to determine where housing should go and what zoning or policy changes could support more housing development.
So, how did you determine that there's a 9,000 unit shortage in the region?
Housing shortages are measured by looking at what's known as natural vacancy. It's the number of empty, available homes that naturally exist in a healthy housing market as people move due to routine turnover throughout their lives. You know, what an individual needs at the entry level, maybe it's a young professional just looking for a single bedroom apartment. Then as you maybe are looking to start a family, you're looking for more space. A lot of folks now have extra rooms in their houses to support hobbies. So you're looking for different housing units, like maybe you're more focused on buying. So people are looking to move at different points in their lives. And generally, in order to support that mobility, a healthy housing market would typically have about 3% to 5% of its homes available at any given point in time. If that number of available homes is less than that range, 3 to 5%, that means there aren't enough units to meet demand, signaling a housing shortage. So we take that natural vacancy as a factor and use a data-driven analysis that compares the current housing supply, population trends, and future growth projections for each community across the region. We also examine income levels against housing prices to identify mismatches and look at the development trends in each municipality to see where there are gaps between what's needed and what's available. So based on our current population today, in the Lehigh Valley, we have about 278,000 existing housing units when we should have 9,000 more. And based on our current rate of population growth, we need to build an additional 54,000 units by the year 2050 to achieve a balanced market. And that comes out to around 2,000 units per year, which really is attainable.
Talk about some of the other data that you've uncovered during this effort.
Sure. So to me, one of the most striking findings we've looked at is the price of housing over time and how our economy has changed. We see in the 80s, the median cost of a Lehigh Valley home was about double the median household income at the time. And at that time, wages and housing prices were growing at more similar rates. So homeownership was really a more realistic goal for a much wider range of income levels. Fast forward then to today, and housing prices have outpaced income growth. And median home prices now exceed four times the median household income compared to double in the 80s. And if our market continues on the same trajectory, by 2050, housing will cost more than seven times the median salary. So this widening gap makes it increasingly difficult to find housing that works, and that hinders housing mobility across generations. I mentioned young professionals and what their housing needs might be, and they're also facing rising student debt and inflationary pressures, which limit their financial reach. Sort of other end, seniors or empty nesters may like to downsize, but if they can't find suitable options, they'll stay in a house that could otherwise be attainable to a growing family, just for example. And so everyone gets stuck in this sort of housing gridlock.
So as part of this effort, they've created this sort of data dashboard that has data on all 62 municipalities. And if you like data, you could go in there and lose a whole afternoon. Like, because it's got just everything on every municipality's housing and, you know, how they're short, how they'll be short in the future. But when you start noodling through it, it actually has some comparisons of how someone with this income, where they can afford to buy housing. And, you know, I've got lost in it a couple of times last week, and some of it was kind of depressing. Like one of the things I noticed is if you're a home health care aide, there is not a single municipality in the Lehigh Valley where you can afford the median rent or housing cost. Not one of the 62. Even if you're a registered nurse, which has a median annual salary of close to $90,000, even if you're a registered nurse, you can only afford the median rent or the median mortgage in 18 of the 62 municipalities. That's just stunning to me. I mean, and a little bit depressing.
And is that data looking at just Lehigh, Northampton counties? Or is it looking at neighboring? Okay, so it's just looking at Lehigh and Northampton. So you hear a lot about people who are, you know, living in Carbon County or up in the Poconos that are, you know, commuting into Lehigh Valley to work. Is that one of the reasons because of the housing availability?
It is absolutely one of the reasons. We have more and more people commuting from places like Schuylkill County and Carbon County because the median household cost here is $350,000 a year. And the median household cost there, now I'm kind of going off my memory here, is closer to 250 or 260. So it's a big difference. It's much more affordable, but then you're going to drive 40 or 50 miles to work every day. And we
Right.
don't have that. We are now, and this has kind of happened over the last decade or so. We are now a net importer of employees.
And that's something that we've heard from our employer stakeholders who've been participating in the process. They've seen that as a real concern because it starts with their workers looking for attainable housing outside of the region, but then before you know it, they're looking for jobs outside of the region too, because for the most part, everybody wants to work close to where they live.
Jill, are there communities where we are particularly short?
Yeah, the housing shortage is widespread across the region, but it affects different communities in different ways. Every municipality should expect to add housing from now to 2050 and beyond, but the quantity of units that they need depends on each municipality's trend of growth, and each local government can evaluate ways to accommodate their growth and align it with their individual goals and values. So the regions, cities, and suburban townships have very similar quantities of housing shortages today. So between them, it's around 6,800 units split evenly between those two place types. And that's three quarters of our region's housing shortage today, located within that developed core center area of the Lehigh Valley. But the future needs of cities and suburbs look very different. Our suburban townships are expected to experience the most significant increase in demand by 2050. Essentially, if they don't make any changes today, if no additional housing is developed, they'll need 10 times more units compared to today in 2050. So that growing housing demand puts pressure on their finite open land. And if they strategically plan for housing in key locations, they can support their own community values like retaining open space areas and minimizing traffic congestion. On the flip side, our region cities have been working to allow more growth, such as by reviewing their zoning regulations, which contributes to higher construction costs. So they've been looking at ways to reduce that. And they're looking at allowing more infill solutions because they have such limited available land. Over time, the city's aging housing stock, though, could become a greater issue of focus because losing existing units would just compound the housing shortage problem we're all trying to solve. And the region's boroughs are also anticipated to experience substantial growth demands, and they face similar challenges to the cities in accommodating new development due to their limited land as well as their aging infrastructure. So also for the boroughs, supporting infill development and upgrading their infrastructure will be key to accommodate new growth. Now, our rural townships have the smallest housing shortage today, but they still need to plan to add nearly 4,000 more units by 2050 based on their current growth and population trends. Housing development is challenging in rural areas, and it needs to be very strategic to preserve their active farming and avoid overburdening existing services. Directing appropriate levels of growth to rural development clusters, such as what's known as rural villages, could be a possibility rural townships consider. And I also want to mention that each local government has an opportunity to evaluate what types of housing it permits or even incentivizes in their zoning as a way of figuring out how to meet those growing housing needs. So, right now, our boroughs and cities exhibit a wide range of housing types. They have a mix of single-family detached homes, twins, townhouses, and multifamily units or apartments. And so those units cater to a range of household sizes and income levels. Our rural and suburban townships primarily consist of single-family detached homes, and those typically appeal to households seeking more spacious living, whether in a more open space area or just want more house overall. But single-family units are an extremely popular housing type, but they are also usually the least financially attainable. So, a part of the housing strategy that we're hoping to examine further is the opportunity to explore alternative forms of single-family units. For example, modern manufactured homes, look very similar stylistically to traditional or stick-built houses. And now they are just as weather resistant as stick-built houses, and they can be constructed much faster and at lower costs.
Sort of reminds me of the Sears houses. Is that like a model? There's
That
a few of them around.
They've come a long way since then.
All right. So, what do you envision, Jill, coming from this effort? What's going to solve this housing problem?
Sure. And we know that the effort that we're undergoing, the housing supply and attainability strategy, it won't instantly solve all our housing problems. In fact, in many ways, this initiative is really laying the groundwork for the real work to begin immediately after we're done planning, right? So we're laying the foundation for strategic long-term solutions. Ultimately, this effort, we're hoping, will help municipalities make data-informed decisions about their own zoning. It'll inform infrastructure investments and policy changes to support more attainable housing. And it will also help industry practitioners understand what is needed and help direct investments in a more meaningful way. So, if implemented effectively, the strategy will increase housing supply across the Lehigh Valley. By coordinating efforts across each of the industries, building understanding, and ultimately providing well-informed data, as Matt mentioned, through our online dashboard and online resources to help give our community members long-term tools that they continuously refer back to and pivot, as needs arise.
How are the proposed tariffs going to affect development costs for building new housing? I've heard that it's impacting commercial building, so I would imagine it's also going to have an impact on the residential housing market.
Honestly, I don't know that we've evaluated that yet. And with Becky not sitting here right next to us, I know that we have an answer to that. But I will tell you this, like, inflation has already hit the construction industry. We had one of the sessions with a developer, and he was talking about what he calls bricks and sticks just for a 2,200 square foot home, which is kind of, we built thousands of those in the early 2000s. He said, just for the bricks and sticks, as he called it, just putting up the house, $400,000. You haven't even purchased land yet. You haven't made a profit. You haven't gotten through the development process, and it's already 400,000. So clearly, the interest rates and inflation has already hit construction industry, and it's, I have no idea what tariffs are going to do, but they're certainly not going to help.
Labor shortages as well play a key role in that.
Okay, so we're still dealing with labor shortages. Okay. Well, to wrap us up here, it's going to continue to be a topic we revisit. Matt, can you tell people how to follow the progress of this?
Well, you can go to lvpc.org/housing. There is incredible data there. There's a data dashboard that has housing data for every municipality in the region. You can see how your community is short, how much it costs to live there, whether a truck driver or a teacher or a restaurant worker can afford to live there. In my view, it's the coolest thing we have ever done. If you're a data geek, you could, like I said, you could lose a whole afternoon in there. And there's a story map, and at the bottom of the story map, there is a data dashboard. We kind of make you read everything else because we want you to know the issue before you get to the dashboard, which is where I lose myself. And then there's some instructions on how to use it, but it really has a really good snapshot of every community and sort of where it sits. Now, some of them are not very short on housing, but some of them are thousands short. And if nothing is done, they will be, double and triple that by 2050.
Wow. Well, thank you for your work on addressing this. And thank you, Jill, for joining us this evening. And as always, Matt Assad from the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission. We're all out of time this evening. If you'd like to listen to this program again, please go to wdiy.org or our WDIY app or your favorite podcast platform. I'm your host, Margaret McConnell. Thank you for listening to WDIY 88.1 FM. Have a great night.